好，诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛 ，everybody。
我们还有今天还有一次而已，是吧？
好，
下一个礼拜哈。好，今天我们讲《楞严经》跟《教观纲》中有一个比较，上次好像有讲，三千一念三千是不是？有吗？是不是？一念三千还记得吗？
So today we're going to continue our discussion about the relationship between the book, The Essence of Teaching and Meditation, and Surigama Sutra. Last time we touched upon the phrase, which is called a chilicosm in a single thought. Do you remember?
既有当下这一念心啊，既有十法界啊，那每一个法界又既有十法界，那就是白法界的啊，那白法界在每一个法界又有十如是，叫千如，那千如又有三个什么国土世间、众生世间还有五蕴世间，叫做一念三千、
So last time we explained this phrase a trichilicosm in a single thought, and that's referring to our present thought. Within each of our present thought there are 10 Dharma realms. Within each of the Dharma realms there are another 10 Dharma realms, which makes 100. And multiplied by within each of those 100 Dharma realms, there are 10 expressions of thusness, and that will make 1,000. And furthermore, multiply it by the three realms of the five skanda, the realm of five skanda, the realm of sentient beings, and the realm of insentient beings.
后面这样看得，这是看得到吗？最后面看得到吗？
Can you see the screen all the way in the back?
还不再放大一点，可以了是吧？啊，那我想这个不是在讲理论呢，是要去细述一个事实啊。那我们当下，我们这一念心啊，那就是。我们上次有讲过，就是不是有一个禅师吗？然后有一个将军去见一个禅师，他就问你有没有天堂地狱啊？禅师不会讲说有或是没有，他说你不够资格问。那个将军就跳起来了，哈？什么我不够资格问？他说啊，你现在在地狱啊，马上体验。他不是用解释的哈、啊，他马上体验啊。哇，那个将军就说啊，惭愧惭愧，哦，你现在在什么天堂，有没有？那就是说你的心就是可以千变万化，那这个千变万化的当中，我们再给它安一个什么？哦，这是天堂的心，这是地狱的心。
So this phrase, we should the understanding of it isn't purely theological.Theoretical. In fact, it's trying to capture the different facets of the mind. It's a fact of life. So each of our present thought contains these three trichilicosms. And do you remember the story that we talked about last time, where there was a general who came to visit a Chan master and asked the question, is there really such thing as heaven and hell?And instead of giving a direct answer, yes or no answer, the Chan master said, you're not worthy to ask such a question. And the general became furious and said, how dare you call me not worthy to ask this question? And at that precise moment, the Chan master pointed out, you at this very moment are indeed in hell. Upon hearing that, the general said, I repent for my anger. And then the Chan master said,now you are in the realm of heaven. So instead of explaining it with lots of words and theories, the Chan Master created the moment where it was experienced immediately by the general. So this is trying to say that the mind has all sorts of ability, can undergo all sorts of transformations and changes. And these tri-chilakasms that we're talking about right now are merely labels. We're trying to label them, classify them for better understanding.
那我们可能再从头讲一下啊，就是天台教观啊，我们就教观纲中一个很两个很重要的观念，一个是一念三千，一个是三谛三观啊。
So let's review that within this Tiantai school of thought, there are these two key phrases. One is a trichilakasm within a single thought.And the second one is the three views of contemplation, three views of seeing, understanding the thoughts.
那我们还是针对一念三千，先再细述更多一点啊。
And we'll spend more time on the first part, where it's one trichilakasms in a single thought.
那先了解我们的心啊，他们常常叫一念三千，那。六祖坛经讲叫什么？我们自信具足什么？本自具足万法，对吗？本自具足，然后能生万法，他就本自具足能生万法八个字，啊，这边写了一大堆哈。
Well, in this book, it talks about trichilakasm. So there's a lot of different terminology that's evoked. But in the Platform Sutra, there's one phrase that captures this exact phenomenon where our nature is itself already encompasses all phenomena and it's able to manifest all phenomena. So within eight words, it actually captures everything that Tiantai School has been trying to explain with so many words.
所以这一个六祖的叫做 zoom in 是吧？那一念三千叫 zoom out 哈，听得懂吗
？So the Platform Sutra takes a zooming view of going to the focus, the most important essence, and whereas the Tiantai School takes a zoom out view, a bird eye view.
也就是说，像我们在焰火里面讲什么，收来再一围城。散去补心法界有没有？
所以，
说焰口不是Hungry Ghost。
In the ceremony that for delivering the hungry ghost, there's this phrase that says, "Once you pull it in, it's all contained within one grain of sand. Once you expand it, it encompasses all realms, all phenomena."
就是我们这颗心，你收来啊，再一点点，然后把它。Zoom out 打开就是什么含摄无穷的万法
So again it's saying that our mind once you pull it in it can be contained in the tiny little speck of dust and while you expand when you expand it it can cover the myriads of phenomena
那这一个用简单的比较容易记啊，但是要 zoom out 的时候你就发觉什么里面的东西就不清楚了啊。
So even though one phrase it's maybe easier for us to understand, but if you take the zoom out bird eye view and try to look at things in details, you will probably notice that there are areas where it's not so clear.
所以我们可能会把就 zoom in 跟 zoom out 都清楚啊。把很复杂的东西收来，就是一个心，那把它摊开，哦，无量无边的各种身心现象，或是这个什么宇宙现象。
So what we are aiming to achieve is to understand both spectrum. So once when we pull it in, we understand it's all based on the mind.But yet, when we expand it, we should also be able to understand and explain it via the different phenomenons.
那这一个，我先讲再几个例子哈。
So let me first explain, and then later I will give you more examples.
也就是说，我们在这一念心当中，有漏无漏。 那就既有三千世间的迷雾诸法啊。
So within this one present thought, whether the mind is operating with outflow or no outflow, it already contains the myriads of phenomena and dharma in the 3,000 worlds.
有漏就是，比如说我做善事，或是做恶事，通常我们讲善事、恶事都是有漏的啊。就是我做善事啊，那我本来是做恶，那现在我一念改为我做善事啊。那这个有我啊，就是有漏啊。那你做善事，你不会认为有一个我在做善事，那就叫做无漏。
So with outflow, whether you are doing a good deed or committing some sort of bad deeds, as long as there's a thought of I am doing something, I'm doing good deeds, or I used to do bad deeds and now I've converted, I'm starting to do good deeds. As long as there's a thought of I, then it's still considered with outflow. But if you're able to take that out and you no longer operate with the thought of me, I am doing something, then that will be considered without outflow.
没有无漏的知见的时候，那有漏有时候会有一些困难啊。没有无漏的知见的支持，那你在做有漏的时候会有点困难。
Without understanding the most ultimate and fundamental principles of how to the understandings of no outflow. Even when you're trying to practice, even practicing deeds that with outflow, sometimes it's really hard to execute.
我记得我们有一次在禅山金鹰禅山啊，那有个忏悔礼拜，那有一个好像是演艺界的人啊，在忏悔，他说，书江说等于是好像是在忏悔礼拜啊，那。他说我什么人都可以原谅，就是我妈妈我没办法原谅。
So once during the a retreat that's designed for professionals and elites, the participants were to engage in doing repentance prostration. And there was this one participant, I think he's in the field of entertainment, quite famous, and this person said, as I prostrate and repent and try to practice forgiveness, I find myself able to forgive every person except my own mother.
因为他妈妈常常在别人面前，你看人家考多少分，你才考几分。
And because his mom used to scold him in front of everyone else, and by making comparison, saying that, oh, look at how many points that person has scored, and yet you have scored so little.
他本来是希望自己孩子要奋发图强啊，结果孩子本来还有一点信心，结果一讲就没信心了哈。
Well, this mother had intended to use as a mean to motivate and to push his son, but instead of making him becoming more confident, he actually lost confidence.
我知道我们台湾啊，中国的妈妈都会这样的，人家谁考几分啊？已经考了95分，你才考95分而已啊。
So a lot of, in the olden days, moms in Taiwan would do the same thing, saying, well, you only score 95%. Where's the rest of the 5 points?
啊，所以他就想到这个恨嘛，哈，那其实他不懂得无我，因为什么？你没办法原谅，那根本就不是妈妈，根本就是一堆记忆，对不对？
So this person was really bitter and resentful, and that is because he couldn't understand the principle of no self. Whereas if within the principle of no self, it really isn't a mom that you're trying to forgive. It's a bunch of thoughts, memories that you're trying to let go of.
我那个人因为他是第一次接触禅修哈，你刚讲说那个不是妈妈，他也听不懂啊。
But it was the first time that person come in contact with meditation and chan teaching. So had you told that person, it's not your mom, it's your memories that you're interacting with, that person probably still couldn't understand.
所以书讲说，你 你恨他，你每恨一次就不舒服一次，对不对？那没有，那经典是这样讲了，就是说你已经 被你妈妈射了一箭了，那你又再把那个计拿来射，有没有？再射第二箭，那么我们常常是什么？已经被人家骂了一顿以后，接下来再用记忆再修理自己，有没有？没想到一次就修理一次嘛，叫做拿那个箭的嘛，再射自己嘛。
So instead of telling him all that, Shi Fu explained to him, well, you have been scolded by your mom once already, but you're, every time you evoke the memory, you think of it, you're actually punishing yourself again. So in the sutras, there are examples of the Buddha used of being shot by an arrow. So by keep revoking these memories, it's as if you are repeatedly shooting yourself with the same arrow.
那因为讲这个，这只是像里面没有我听不懂，只好就用你说你想到一次就用记忆修理一次，可能有些人就可以听懂，可是还是不懂的。我们讲说心中的妈妈不是妈妈，那是无漏，你听不懂的。
So this principle of no self is not easy to understand, or even if you try to explain it, people wouldn't quite grasp it. That's why we have to take it down a level and talk about how every time you think about the memory, you are punishing yourself again.
我记得我出家了大概可能六七年了啊，我还是把洗衣脱水机里面的衣服当成别人，就骂那个，就是衣服骂那个人，但是不晓得那个衣服不是人。
So I remember even after I have become, even after I left home for say 5-6 years, while using the wash machine, I guess someone left the robe, his robe in the wash machine. So I was still making the mistake. I treated that robe as the person. So I was scolding the robe because I was treated it as the person who owns the robe.
你们会不会对着衣服骂人？
Have you ever done that? Scolding a piece of garment?A shirt?
至少会对着相片骂人，对不对？
I think you may have all had this experience where you try to scold a person's image in the photo, photograph.
你们应该被我洗脑了，应该知道那个相片不是人，对不对？
After you have been brainwashed by me for so many times, you should start to understand that the person in the photo isn't that real person.
所以这个还是要不管怎么辛苦，还是要知道就是什么真正的人是什么啊。
So even though this may be quite difficult to grasp, but we have to strive really hard to understand what is a real person, what a real person is.
因为你当下这一念心，你可以把衣服当成人，也可以看清楚衣服不是人。
After all, with our present thought, present mind, you can use this mind to, you can see the shirt as the person, or you can also...arrive at understanding where the shirt is not that person.
然后你当下这念心，你可以认为这个身体是我，也可以看到身体不是我。你认为身体是我就是有漏，你看到身体不是我那是无漏。
So with your present mind, you can see that this body is me, and that is considered without float. Or you can see that this body is not me, and that's to be in accordance with the view of no outflow.
那无漏跟有漏，你在什么，在选择或是在你在应用你的心的时候，你就有很大的空间。那假设你是身体，你把身体当成我有漏的话，你的那个应用你的心或是选择的心就受限制。
To operate with no outflow, when you are making choices of the way you can use your mind, then your choices become limitless. Yet, if you are stuck with the old understanding where the body is the self, then the function of your mind drastically becomes much more limited.
像我们现在讲创新啊，我们现在是很讲究创新，对不对？那创新的一个困难点在于，你会受到记忆的什么限制？创新就是要摆脱什么旧思维嘛。 所以要摆脱旧思维，你必须要知道那个记忆里面全部什么没有人在里面的。
So these days, there's so much emphasis on innovation. Yet in the process of making innovation, we are often constrained by memories. So in order to make true innovation, we have to understand that there's really no self or no people within each of the memories.
像我自己在唱咽喉的时候，我在唱高音啊。那我要唱高音，我要唱高音。我就发觉我的喉咙，我的喉咙其实哑，那我就要唱高音，他们一定会配合，因为身体是配合的。可是你觉得哎呀我不行，结果你就知道，你就配合身体，你就唱不上去了。
So while I was performing the ceremony to deliver Hungry Ghost, there are multiple times where I had to hit a very high pitch.And so I realized that if my mind wants to hit this high pitch, my body will actually just follow and allow me to hit the high pitch. Yet if I feel that, I'm so exhausted and I'm losing my voice, then in that case, the mind actually matches the conditions of your physical body and I could no longer hit that high pitch.
那如果你知道说你的心含摄万象三千那就三千世间都在你心中，跟你这个身体是我，其他外面是别人的，你这样的认知，基本上我们的心的那种选择基本上是受限制的。
So there's a qualitative difference between having the understanding of all the trichilicosm is contained within my mind versus.My body is the self, and then everything becomes confined by this physical body.
如果你认为记忆是真，你可能就跟记忆对骂，有没有？会不会跟记忆对骂
？If you think of your memory as real, then you interact with this memory, and maybe you could engage in arguments with your memory.
如果说你发觉记忆里面根本就不是对方，那我就不用花时间跟记忆对骂，对不对？越想越气，不会的了。
But if you reach your understanding where the memory does not represent that person, then you will stop this interaction and you wouldn't fall into the trap of becoming more and more angry every time you think of the memory.
还有一个很那个，你看到眼前一个人，你是看到记忆中的那个人，还是看到眼前这个人？
There's also another interesting question where if you see a person in front of you, are you seeing the actual person or are you seeing the person in your own memory?
你看到这个人就喜欢，然后就讨厌，你是喜欢记忆的影像还是喜欢当前这个人？
Also, if you see this person and then you feel, oh, I like this person or I dislike this person, are you liking or disliking the actual person that's standing in front of you or is it your memory that you are reacting to?
这个你如果懂了以后，前面根本就不是人。
Once you understand this principle, you'll see that there actually isn't a person in front of you. It's not even a real person.
你如果能够这样的话，哦，那你就不用话说啊，我不要。我要包容他，接受他，不用了，根本就不是人，还要包容什么
？So if you have this correct understanding, then you no longer have to tell yourself, "Oh, I need to be patient. I need to tolerate this person, be more understanding." It's no longer necessary because you see that it's not even a real person in front of you. So, why talking about tolerance or not tolerance?
所以你知道他前面没有人，那我的心就可以什么？无穷的妙用。
So if you really understand that there isn't a person in front of you, then your mind can actually function with all these wondrous functions.
像我自己，我也讲了很多，可是我在往前走，看到一个人，我讨厌的人，我本来是往前走，赶快往右边的。
Even though I have talked about this for so long already, but still, whenever I see a person walking in front of me, and if that's something that I don't like, I still pivot and turn away.
你们会不会这样子？
Do you do that too?
就是什么，应征会苦嘛。
Well, this matches with the phrase where the people who are not in favor of each other will meet up, and that's a kind of suffering.
那如果你发现那前面不是人，可能他变成那神你。
But if you really have the understanding of that person in front of me is not a person, then that person may be, it may turn out to be the person will dodge you instead of you have to dodge that person.
所以讲，然后慢慢你又能够真的体验到，哎，前面的确什么，我们有什么，梦里明明什么，有六气，皆有空空。无大千，不只是无大千，诶，没有佛，没有众生。
So, to have the correct understanding, then you will firsthandly experience the phrase where within each dream there are the six realms operating. But once you have wakened from the dream, that you realize even the chilicosm is nothing. There's no chilicosm.
好，再问一个。只有空空无大千，然后也没有人，没有众生。那你要问你说，哎，你吃饱了？你说，那你要怎么办？因为没有人，没有众生，也没有佛，那你是什么？
Not only is there no chilicosm, no world, but there's no Buddha, no self, and no others.So, a question extended from there. So, if there isn't Buddha, no sentient beings, then if people ask you, have you eaten yet? How do you answer? If there's no self, no others, no Buddha, what kind of answer can you give?
所以他又必须要在什么？没有以后又回到什么现实的世间，然后没有一个东西不是你，也没有一个东西是你。
So that goes to show that once you reach the understanding of there's no chilicosm, you actually have to turn around and go back to a yet another level where there isn't anything in the world that's not the self. Everything, every sentient being is indeed your own mind.
就是说，全部就像梦中有没有？全部的男女主角、路人甲、路人乙，全部都是我。
So ultimately, you should have the understanding where it's just like in your dream, everything, every character, every player, the protagonist, the man lead, the woman lead characters, these are all the mind. These are all the same equivalent to the self.
我们在做梦中很明显的就是梦中全部都是什么？都是你自己的男主角、女主角、什么路人甲、路人乙，全部都是自己嘛，对不对？
It's easier to understand, right? When you're dreaming, all the characters in your dream is your mind, right?
如果你知道梦中全部自己，那有人打过来，你也可以跑，也可以再打过去。为什么？这是梦嘛，对不对？那你怕他干嘛，对不对？
So if you know that all phenomena in your dream is your mind, yourself, then when a person in your dream that's trying to hit you, you could either run away or you can hit back, right? Because there's no point to be afraid. It's all your mind. Why do you need to run?
如果你梦中出现一只老虎，你知道那老虎就是我心中变现的，就跟他打，对不对？
So if there's a tiger in your dream, then you'll see that, oh, this tiger is a manifestation of my mind. So what do? You can fight back with a tiger.
你也可以跑跟他追嘛，对不对？但是不是慌张的哦，就是漫步的让他追，对不对？
You can also run. It's all up to you, so that the tiger will run after you. But you don't have to run in a panic. You can do a leisure jog, and because it's all in your dream, it's your mind.
一样的啊，晚上叫做梦境嘛，白天有没有梦境
？So it's the same thing. At night you are dreaming. It's a dream.But how about the daytime? Is it still a dream?
白天的记忆全部都是梦境。
All the memories that generated during daytime is still a dream.
你的记忆，你记忆抓出来，在晚上的时候，它叫做梦境，白天叫做妄想。
At night, all the memories that you have evoked, those are called dreams. During the daytime, all the memories that you call upon is called wandering thoughts.
所以如果是你知道你记忆中的全部都是妄想，有没有必要去什么去跟你的妄想计较？
If you know that everything from your memory, those are merely wandering thoughts, then do you have to be so so picky and you have to be so annoyed by your own wandering thoughts?
我们有一位法师，他就跟他男朋友分手以后，他发觉其实他爱的不是外面那个人，是他爱他心中的什么想象的男朋友，有没有？心中理想的男朋友，对不对？是不是这样子？
One of the nuns in our sangha, after she broke up with her boyfriend, she suddenly realized that it wasn't my boyfriend that I was in love with. It's my memory, the memory that I created of him, the image I created that I was in love with.
她这样就克服她失恋的痛苦啊。
By having the understanding that she no longer has to suffer from heartbreak.
但是呢，如果是我的话，你根本就不是爱你心中的男朋友，你根本就是爱你已经消失的前恋。
So, but had it been up to me, I would go even a step further. I would say, not only were you not in love with the memory of your boyfriend in your mind, you were merely in love with your prior thought. You're interacting with your prior thought.
我记得，有个阿罗汉的样子啊，他每天就是每天吃完饭以后啊，就从嘴巴吐出一个女生，然后抱一抱，亲一亲啊，再吐回去啊，吞回去。
I remember there's a story in the sutra where there was an arhat, and every time he finished eating, he would spit out a woman from his mouth, and then do his thing with the woman, hug and kiss this woman, and then 再吞下去吗？
再吞回去啊。
And then swallow her again.
我们会不会？你们会不会
？Do you do the same thing？
其实我们每个人都在做这个事。
We are actually doing the same thing every day.
你只差你没有办法变成一个活生生的人，你是在你心中呼出一个人出来嘛，对不对？那就抱一抱，那亲一亲，然后再吞回去嘛。
The only difference is that we lack this ability to manifest a real physical person, but we're doing the same thing with our memories. We're hugging and kissing whoever is in our memory, and then we swallow it back in again.
那你再抱一抱吞一吞，你晓不晓得那个是你变现出来的？
And while you're doing, you're hugging and kissing this thing, do you realize that it's a manifestation of your mind?
那个阿罗汉是知道，因为他自己吐出来，再抱一抱嘛，再吞回去，对不对？
The arhat that we just talked about, he knew clearly it's his own manifestation.
可是我知道很多人自己心中浮出来，那吵一吵，抱一抱，你就不知道那是你自己变现出来的，自己吐出来的。
But I know that a lot of us, we don't have this understanding. We spit out this image of that person, and then we have an argument with this person, or we got cozy with this person, but we don't realize we have evoked, we have created this person ourselves.
所以你这个懂，这个你可以体会啊，当然都要禅修。体会以后，你在现前跟这个人吵架，其实主要你在跟什么记忆什么吵架。
Well, so this actually has to be experienced firsthand, and this will also require practice of meditation to have a deeper understanding, and then you will really see that. You're interacting, you're scolding, having an argument with a memory of your own mind.
那这个因为就是什么？我在我心中浮出一个影像，可是你会觉得是在你身外、心外的一个人。
So it's an image that surfaced from our own mind, but we make our erroneous understanding is that we treat it as an actual person that's out there.
那这个要先一个是懂，而且真的就是能够，不是懂而已，你可以体验性的，真的就是那个就是我心中的影像。
So, to practice, you have to first understand it intellectually, but beyond that, you have to try to experience it, actually going through the experience of knowing that it's merely an image that's created by my mind.
而他这边要讲哈。这一念心啊，还有这个法，就是那个影像，就是法哈，不是我的心产生法哦，心就是法，不是心，然后心在这边呢产生法，不是心当下都是法。
So over here we talk about this mind giving rise to dharma, Dharma meaning phenomenon. But a really critical understanding here is it's not the mind that's created the phenomenon, the Dharma. The mind is the Dharma.
那因为都是自己创造的法，但是我们最主要的原因是因为我们第二念在出现的时候，你会觉得第一念还在，就变成我们讲说，这变成是什么？有对立，有能所，大家可能常听到了，有对立，有能所。
So everything is the mind, but once we have generated the phenomena, we forget and make the erroneous view understanding of mistakenly treat the previous thought as still existing. And from that point on, the notion of subject and object arises.
你要讨厌，要喜欢，一定是我现前这一念要有一个对象被我讨厌嘛，对不对？那被你讨厌的就是前一念。
So in order to like something or dislike something, there must be an object of your liking or disliking. And what is this object? This object is actually your prior thought.
你不管喜欢讨厌，一定是你要喜欢前一念，讨厌前一念。
So whether you're liking or disliking something, it's your present thought that's liking or disliking your prior thought.
譬如说你心中浮出一个仇人或是一个爱人，是不是浮出一个影像，对不对？爱人的影像或是仇人的影像。
So when your mind gives rise to the thought of either a lover or an enemy, your mind gives rise to this object, right? This thought object.
那请问这个仇人、爱人，到底是仇人、爱人，还是你心中、你心呈现的一个像？
So whatever that is manifested, is it a real person? Is it really your lover or really your enemy? Or it's merely an object, a mental object that's created by your mind?
我们中文字叫做我们心中起相嘛，哈，我们心中想一个相，有没有？心里面有相叫做想嘛，有没有？我们想一个，哦，想出某一个人，对不对？那这个人不出来了，第二念就讨厌他，有没有？是不是那个人先浮出来，第二念才讨厌他嘛？
So this is what usually happens, where you first think of this person, and then the second thought, you generate a second thought of liking the earlier thought or disliking it.
那这里面我们如果讨厌的话，一定要把那一念当成他还在，啊，他是人，对不对？
And in order for you to truly like or dislike someone or something, you must be operating with this erroneous view of treating that mental object as a real person.
啊，所以就是，如果有发觉，前一念就相当于你的心啊，那穿着一个超人的外向的一个布袋戏，然后跑上舞台。接下来那个仇人下来以后呢，再穿着一个讨厌的服装上台，基本上我们训练是这样子的啊。
You can also understand it as this. Your enemy is your mind putting on the robe of that has the face of your enemy, run up stage and then come down stage, and then the second person that come up is your mind wearing the robe of liking or disliking. This is how the mind works.
如果前一念还在，就不消失，你第二念就出不来的。
So the fact is, if the first thought is still there, it's permanent, then if it doesn't disappear, doesn't perish, then your second thought cannot arise.
你看前一念是不是你心中浮出来的一个像仇人的像，第二念是不是你心中浮出来一个讨厌的像？
So isn't it the case where the first thought is your prior thought is your mind giving rise to an object of your enemy, and then the second thought is your mind giving rise to the object of dislike?
前一年他挣钱保持他不下台，你第二年可不可以变成上去？可不可以？
Well, if the, the prior thought is hogging the stage and not willing to come down, then your second thought cannot get on stage.
所以很明显就是什么？前一念基本上是你糊出来的相，第二念也是你糊出来的相嘛。前一念倒台了以后，你新政府才能够出来嘛，对不对？
So it's very clear that the first thought is a form that's created by your mind, phenomenon created by your mind, and the second thought is also a phenomenon that's created by the mind. If the first thought does not go away, then the second thought cannot arise.
所以根本就是。用什么？你根本就是用右手打右手。
So it's like you're using your right hand to hit your right hand.
你们相不相信？因为第一念是你糊出来的相，第二念也是你糊出来的相，只是相的内容不一样。第一念是一个仇人的色相，第二念是恨死你的一个想法相，对不对？
So these are all just your thought. Your first thought is the form of your enemy. The second thought is the form of disliking. And that's all there is.
那这一个，我们唯一就是第一个我们不知道，就像你晚上做梦，你不知道这个男女主角、路人角、路人乙都是你的。那你在回想的时候，这个时候回想就是梦境的现象。我们一般人也没有被告知，就是你看60亿哈，这个你找个1000个人来研究这个东西，然后一个月给他10万块，然后用各种方式来什么来解说，一定很多人会理解的，但是就没有人出这些钱呢。
So the problem lies in.First, at the first level, we don't understand. We don't know that's the problem. We don't know that it's all created by the mind. So it's just like when we're dreaming, we don't have the awareness that, oh, all these characters are created by my own mind. And even after you have woken up and recall your dream, people don't tell you that these are creations of your mind. And people don't look into it, don't try to research about it. So let's say if we have 600 million people and then for each person we pay them tons of money to do research, I'm pretty sure pretty soon people will be able to start come up with understandings about how the mind works.
我就看来说比尔盖茨呢就是出了10万块的美金啊，那请大家研究啊，怎么样不用水的马桶，因为就帮助非洲人，但是他就不愿意出10万块来看说怎么样让人家知道说你根本就是什么？你继续羞于自己。
So Bill Gates Foundation spent all this money, $100,000 for people to look into solutions of coming up with a toilet that doesn't require water for flushing, and in order to help people in Africa. But I wonder why he doesn't spend money, the same amount of money.Encouraging research about the mind and telling people it's merely you're using your memories, you are entangled with your memories and suffering that way.
所以我自己就发言说我将来就是什么找100个哈，1000个工程师哈，那研发我怎么样讲，怎么样操作，让你可以发觉你根本就是在修理，用记忆修理自己。
So I made a vow that in the future I'm going to find 1,000 engineers and together we'll come up with ways to demonstrate to people in some way that you're merely using your own memories to make yourself miserable.
因为这样也不用花太多钱嘛，对不对？一个月给他什么10000块是吧？或是10万块，对不对？那你找1000个这个顶尖的来设计，一定可以设计出来的，对不对？
So I don't know, maybe it doesn't even take that much money, 10,000 a month or something, and after a while, they should be able to find a way to demonstrate this.
但是没办法，大家都是什么？都是死在这个物质世界，有没有？
But it's really difficult because we're stuck in this material world.
没办法，反正讲归讲，没有人理你啊。
So I don't know. It's difficult because I've been saying this for so long, but people don't really respond to it.
哦，以后要去找几个阿罗汉哦来投胎哦。
Next, I'm going to find a few arhats and become reborn and try to do things that way.
啊，用借助现在的那种他们的研发的那种模式，对不对？一定可以的。
And then by doing that with all the modern technology, there must be ways to demonstrate the point I'm trying to make here.
对，我想将来一定会有一些人可以什么愿意投资这个部分的。那可能这些人来应征的人呢，他可能就基本工资他就够了。
So I believe in the future there will be people who will devote themselves in this area. And for those people who are willing to devote in this area, they are already equipped with a lot of the fundamental qualities.
你看，昨天不是法国又什么一个卡车司机撞死了多少个人？
七八十个。
八十几个啊，对不对？那你在看到那个新闻的时候，你们是做什么感想？
So remember the recent news where in France a bus ran into a crowd celebrating and killed over 70 or 80 people, remember? So when you heard of this news, what came to your mind?
佛陀看到这样的话是他是非常的安详的。
If it were the Buddha that came across this piece of news, he would still be very serene.
因为你看到这样的报纸，是算不算像？然后浮出有人，就你可能看到这一个被撞死的，你可能现在有影片，有卡车，对不对？有被撞死的人，请问这是像还是人？
So let's say when the Buddha first heard this news, the news, isn't it a phenomenon? And also if you come across some images of the incident, then those images, they're also phenomenon.
啊，你们有没有看到那些灵魂都跑在虚空中，有没有看到？
Were you able to see that all the spirits are coming from the scene and rise up to the sky? Do you see that?
你有没有想到？
Did you think of it?
我是想到的。
That's what came across my mind.
我记得我妈妈这个尸体送进去拉出来以后变成一堆灰，我马上想到说我妈妈应该在旁边，要么在跑到哪里去了。
I remember when my mom passed away and we cremated her body. First her corpse going in and coming out as ashes. My first thought was, oh, her spirit must be running around observing this whole thing.
包括那个撞的那个也是一样的。他撞了以后，他的神是就跑去天堂了吗？没有，他们按照那个阿拉那个是你是什么上天堂，然后把几个处女等你，是不是？
So how about the bus driver? Does the bus driver's soul or spirit, whatever, does he depart this earth and immediately go to heaven? Is that what happens?According to the scripture in Muslim, they would say because of that deed that he has committed, he will actually immediately go to heaven and there will be several virgins waiting for him.
好，请问啊，我看到报纸，然后想说他的灵魂已经浮出来，请问这是灵魂还是我的想法？
So when I was reading the news, a thought came to my mind, oh, that bus driver's soul must have departed his body and hovering and observing. Is this a truth or is it my thought?
可是我把它当成一个灵魂跑出来，对不对？
But I didn't catch immediately that it's my thought. I still treat it as, oh, there's the soul that has left the body.
那如果你看到说啊，好可怜，请问是真的很可怜，还是你浮出一个很可怜的想法
？Or if you say, oh, how sad, is it really fact of how sad, or is it your thought? You have generated a thought of sadness.
请问你看到这个影像是心外的东西，还是心内的东西？
The images that you have watched, is it in your mind or outside of your mind?
然后你说，哇，世界真啊，真可怕。请问是不是你的想法？是不是你心中的东西？
Or if you have this thought that, oh, the world is becoming a scary place, is that a thought or is it something outside of your mind?
那因为你不这样，你没有办法这样想，这样看到，所以说好。像那个谁啊，那个 Trump 是吧 ？Trump 说他如果当选总统要怎么样？开战？有没有知道
？So is it because that we're not able to see that these are all phenomena forms in our own mind? So people have strong reactions, just like Donald Trump. He said, "If I become president, then I will immediately declare war." That's what he said. That's because.Again, not able to see that it's all in the mind.
请问这个 Trump 要开战，请问是他要开战还是你的想法？
So Trump is going to declare war. Is this Trump really going to declare war, or is this your thought?
你如果不认为是你的想法，你就好，我冲了啦，拼了啦，对不对？
If you don't see through it and know that it's a thought in your own mind, then you may just run after him and say, "Let's fight."
然后这个叫杀生等的嗔恚叫做第一业。
And then when this anger arises, then it becomes your mind immediately enters the realm of hell.
你看哦 ，Emma， 你说哇，好，我受到你的感召，我拼了，请问这是不是你的想法？
So if you think that, oh, okay, I will answer to your call and then I will follow you.Isn't this only your thought?
然后你看到那个 Trump 的这些的那个报道，是不是也是你的想法？
And reading all the news about Donald Trump, isn't this again still your thought?
如果你认为那个不是你的想法，那个是，哦，真的什么人很可恶，那这里面有 Trump， 接下来你后续的念头就跟着跑了。
But if you don't see through that, it's just your thought, and instead you think, oh, there's really a Donald Trump, and then all these things are happening, it's really scary, then you're going to interact with these thoughts, and it keeps going down the loop.
所以我们讲说一念心有六环界，其实它是什么？当下一念是不会的，可第二念一定是把前一念，根本就是你的念头嘛，可你认为里面有人在里面。还有比如说我跟你拼了，是不是你的想法？结果你认为想我就是我跟他拼的，那你这个什么？你这个梦就可以一直做下去了。
So over here we talk about within one thought, there are six mundane realms. Initially there isn't these six mundane realms, except that again our latter thoughts interact with the prior thoughts. Not knowing that the prior thought is merely a thought, it's not real people in it. So if you think of it, the prior thought as an actual real person, and your latter thought is generated thinking that, oh, I will duke it out with you, then again, your dreams will continue going, following this pattern.
所以第一念是你自己呼出来的，第二念也是你呼出来的，第三念也是你呼出来的，全部都是你呼出来的像，但是你会觉得这像里面是他，这像是我。那就产生什么？有外境合偶的意，外境不合偶的意，有没有
？So again, the first thought surfaces from your own mind. Second thought surfaces from your mind. The third thought also is surfaced from your mind. But you don't see these as thoughts surfacing from your mind. You think the first thought represents an actual person, and then the second thought is me, and then I dislike this person or whatnot, and there is starts an interaction of your thoughts.
这样应该可以听懂吧
？Do you understand?
可是听懂归听懂，起来还是很气啊。
So it may be you may have understood what I'm trying to say, but when it comes to real life, when you are angry, you still become really angry.
因为这里面你的禅观没有进去。
And that's because you haven't been able to really also apply your meditation power practice into this.
通常你要有一定的定力以后，你才会发觉，哦，这是一个念头浮出来就消失了，这是一个念头浮出来就消失了。
Usually it requires a certain level of attainment in your samadhi level, concentration, for you to truly see that, oh, a thought has arisen and perished, a second thought arises and perished. It requires the power of meditation.
所以我们黄章常常讲说什么道理通通都知道啊，境界来是做不到的。
So the ever-present has often said that, oh, we understand all these different principles, but when situations really arises, we cannot achieve any of the states that we have been learning.
我要修改一下，道理你根本就不知道。
I actually have to change what he has said because actually we still don't understand the fundamental principles.
好，到处都是境界，你也不知道。
And there's another saying where everything, everywhere, these are all phenomenons. We don't truly realize that either.
因为实际上，你这个道理你懂了以后，只是你一万念里面的一念而已。
So that is because we say that we have understood what I've taught, but your level of understanding is merely one thought in your 10,000 thoughts. There are a lot more thoughts.
你在每个当下，你只要你的心看到前念，那跟着前念一直产生互动，就在一秒钟可能几百万念。那你讲说啊，这个是什么？这是妄念，你只是几百万念的一个妄念而已，你怎么会赢它？
So we have been operating in the way where we're using our second thought and thinking the first thought still exists, and we keep interacting with it. This is happening all the time, and there are millions of thoughts in every second. And so this thing is running, and once in a while you have this one thought of understanding, ah, it's not this way, it's this other way. That's only one thought. How could that one thought really compete with those millions of thoughts?
So 照理讲就是说你道理知道你就可以做到，可是你要做到的那个道理你不知道。一个是观念的道理知道，一个是实践的道理你不知道。
So usually we say that perhaps you intellectually understand the principle, but you don't understand the principle behind how to actually exercise those principles.
就有点像说你要去 LA， 你知道说往西，可是实际上你出去的时候，往左转还是往右转，前面有河，你都不知道，这个详细地图没有的。
There's a good example where you know to go to LA, you just travel west. But once you leave this place, going to the next street block, you don't even know to turn left or turn right. You don't know whether there's a river in front of you where you need to cross. You don't know, you don't have the specific map.To get to where you want to go.
因为包括我自己在内也是一样啊，你不晓得你这样叫什么一刹那，你就有几万念。我一般讲说什么六十念，其实他们最高的是几万念的。那你本身只是几万念的当中一念呢、啊？你一念怎么可能胜过？怎么能够期待一万念？不可能的。那这些道理晓不晓得？不知道的，一般人是不知道的。所以说道理通通知道，你全部不知道。
So, it's not just for you, even for myself. Let's say as the time you take to snap your finger, some people say there are 60 thoughts in it. Actually, if you look even closer, there could be tens of thousands of thoughts in that snap of the time of a finger snap. So you have this one thought of understanding, yet these other thoughts goes against the way. And oftentimes people don't even realize that's what's happening.
所以你真的如果说你真的说你每一念当中就是有不要讲几万啊，你每一念当中就是什么有一千个生灭的相，那你就发觉其实你现在你这一念说啊，它是假的，你只不过是一千个念当中的一个念，你全部念你都是当真的，你就999个都是认为是真的，那其中在一念就是假的，是这样子的一个什么一个信念的一个运作模式。
So the reason why we find it so difficult to practice is because all these thoughts that's currently running in 1,000 thoughts, 999 thoughts is actually still treating the prior thought as real, where there's only one thought that's saying, oh, that's not real, that's fake. So that's why it's difficult.
所以这个道理你一般人懂不懂？我相信他们不知道的。
So do you understand? Usually people still don't understand this is the way things stands right now.
如果你这样的话，你有真的说，哎，有一千练，那我才一练，那我想办法，我要什么？在一千练当中，我可能要五百练是什么？看到它都是空，都是什么？都是我的心练，你才能够就是说有一半的胜算。
So you have to understand where things stand right now so that you can work toward it, thinking to yourself, setting a goal that right now out of this 1,000 thought, I only have one clear thought. I'm going to try to increase that to at least 500 thoughts. So if you have 500 clear, correct understandings, then perhaps there's a chance for you to start winning it over.
譬如说我在这边演讲，然后你在看表，还有几分钟，你晓不晓得你称心了？
Let's say I'm giving a talk right now and you took a glance of your watch to say, oh, still how many more minutes to go? Did you realize that you have already given the thought of anger?
你就是不耐烦了，对不对？
That's because you have become impatient.
是我讲的不好，还是你不耐烦？
Is it because I've done a bad job giving the talk or you have become impatient? Which one is it?
你根本就不知道你前面根本那个不是人，这第一个错误。
First, you don't even realize the person that's sitting here right now is not a real person.
所以说你道理知道，根本就不知道。
So you may say that you understand it intellectually, but you really don't understand it.
就是梦中梦到一个国行法师嘛，那我怎么可能去你跟你做梦？
So you're having a dream. In the dream, there's a Venerable Guoxing here. But how could it be possible that I'm interacting in your dream?
然后我这个念头，我这个色相的念头浮出来，是你心中的相嘛？但你消失，那你看表，你又产生一个看表的念头啊？你以为看表的念头跟这个有关系？没关系的。
So the form of my physical form.Surface in your mind, and then the second thought is you take a look at your watch. Actually, you're looking at the watch has nothing to do with the phenomenon of my physical form.
你看，那我们在这样平常这样的 M 啊，你看到一个人，那是心中的相浮出来了。第二个，我可以生欢喜心，然后我可以就看表。唯一你就是不知道看表，你是到什么心你不知道了。
So we actually have choices. First, the image of my physical body arises in your mind, and the second thought, you could choose to look at your watch, or you can give rise to a joyful mind. As to if you choose to look at your watch, you don't even realize what kind of mentality that you've used to do this action.
请问看表有没有一个我在看表？
When you are looking at your watch, is there a me that's looking at the watch? Is that how you operate?
如果你认为身体是你，那就是有漏。
If you still think that the body represents you, then you're still operating with outflow.
如果你发觉这个身体不是我，你看表的话，你会欢喜充满。
If you really realize that this body is not me, and yet you look at your watch, and at that point you will be filled with dharma joy.
对呀，可是你都不知道，你会一直觉得你在看表，有没有？
But we just don't realize that we still keep feeling that it's me, I am looking at my watch.
所以你这个观念有以后，你就去看啊。那什么人在看表啊？还是我心中浮出一个看表的现象？
So once you understand this, you should investigate who is it that's looking at the watch? Is there someone that's looking at the watch? Who is it? Or is it my mind has given rise to an image, a phenomenon of someone looking at the watch?
所以说有漏无漏就在这个地方，你怎么样看待你眼前的现象？
So that's the pivotal point, whether between outflow and no outflow. It all depends on how you see, the way you look at the phenomenon that's in front of you.
这是不是大家生活上的经验，对不对？
Isn't this something that you can actually apply to your everyday life?
只差没有就是把这个活的名相把它印上去，你觉得你坐在这边你就有漏了。
So you can actually practice this every day, and this is happening already, except that we don't really use all these Buddhist terminology in our everyday. So the fact that you're sitting here and you think that you're sitting here attending to a lecture, there's already outflow.
你觉得你今天从家里面来这边听法师讲经，你就是有漏。
If you feel that you came from your home today and then you come here to listen to the talk, again, outflow.
那、啊、你觉得听得很受用，那是有漏善、啊、听得看手表就是无，就是有漏恶。
So if you feel like, oh, the talk is really beneficial, then it's an outflow with benevolence. Or if you feel, oh, it's so boring, I get impatient, then it's, you have sown a bad deed.
这样是不是你就可以在花在你生命中，你在每个当下当中，你的心不断地浮出种种的相，那你把它种种的判断，你的判断因为把这些相当成我当成人，那就来借贷借来等于是来区隔是有漏无漏。
So every day all, with all the phenomena arise, depending on the way we look at it, there's a self or there's a real person or no self. That's what differentiates between with outflow or without outflow.
那如果你说好，我下次要无漏的来，你怎么来？
So if you take if you vow next time I'll come in the format that's without outflow, how do you do that exactly?
我们不要想说怎么做了，说如果是无漏的话，到底长成什么样子，可能都不知道。
Let's not even talk about how to do it that way. You probably don't even know what it looks like to be without outflow.
可能你就要学习师傅，有一次师傅搬什么搬书，有没有从 A 搬到 B， 结果。书是搬完了，可是他发觉他并没有搬书，这叫做无漏。
We have to try to strive for the state of Shifu, where once he was moving some books from point A to point B, and after he has finished the task, he felt he hasn't done anything, he hasn't moved any books at all. So that's a state of no outflow.
那书是怎么做呢？是他一直搬书，搬到最后说他谁在搬书？搬书的是谁？突然间他失掉，就是失掉身心世界，就是身心世界他不再感觉到了，就有点像是你在做梦，有没有？有点像在梦游，有没有？把书搬完了以后，你并不知道你搬书。
So what did Shifu, what did he do to achieve that kind of state? When he was moving the books, he was still investigating. Who is it that's moving the books?Who is it that's moving the books? And so he was investigating it to the point where both the physical world and the mental world has all dissolved. So that's the state that he has reached.
所以对师父他就很具体，他知道，哎，这个部分我是可以迈向这个部分的。可是里面接下来有很多什么次第或怎么修的次第。那么一般。连这样的经验可能也没有听过，当然你就会觉得我从家里面来听经啊，华师讲的不好就是不好啊，怎么说好，对不对
？So for Shifu, this is a very concrete experience, and he can use that to further cultivate. And from that point on, there are still stages, a sequence of cultivation that he can follow. But to him, it's nothing vague. But for us, most of us, we haven't even heard of this kind of talks. You could say, oh, today I come to listen to the talk and the talk was lousy. How could you say that there's no talk? It is just a lousy talk. You can say that. So that shows that we don't even have the correct understanding established.
So you 懂这个的话，这个真的懂，而可以操作，而且你要发觉要怎么操作。都可以懂，那接下来就是什么？就看功夫了哦，对不对？就差功夫而已啊。假设你的目标无论是什么也不知道，然后操作的方式也不知道，当然你只有操作什么有漏的咯。
So to be able to reach that stage, first you have to intellectually understand it, and then you have to know the ways to practice. You know how to practice. Then gradually you achieve the state of no outflow. Whereas for most people, we don't even know that. We don't know that there's such thing of mistakenly taking something as real. We don't even know that. We don't know where we're going. We don't know the method of practice. Then, of course, we'll continuously be operating with outflow.
所以书在前面在这边讲，就我们一心里面有六环啊，就是像刚才讲的说这一个什么，你嗔恚跟嗔心相应的是第一界，贪欲相应的是恶鬼界，一致相应的是畜生界，那我们我要生它就是阿修罗界，这是六环里面的四环啊。
So within each thought, there are ten different realms, the six of the ordinary realms, which include when you give rise to anger, then it's the realm of hell denizens. When you give rise to greed, you're in the realm of hungry ghost. Ignorance is equivalent to the realm of animals. And when you are arrogant and wanting to be competitive and to win others, that's the realm of Asura.
那这里面全部都是你的心，那你要有嗔恚，一定要有一个对象被你什么讨厌，对不对？你一定要什么？你现前这一念去讨厌前一念。
All these realms are precisely your mind. But in order to be angry at something, to have greed about something, to be arrogant about something, there must be an object for you to exercise all these emotions. So you are indeed using your present thought to interact, react to your prior thought.
比如说今天我最美，有没有？有没有今天很流行，今天我最美，对不对？请问你像今天我最美的时候，你要不要想象其他人不美？
So I think there's a saying that today I'm the most gorgeous one. So to have that kind of thought, doesn't it mean that you have to have all these objects that you're comparing yourself with?
啊，其他人不美是不是你要把那个其他人不美的想法，然后设想当成别人，是不是？我说你怎么最美？
So to feel that other people are not as beautiful as you are, doesn't that mean that you have to first perceive all those physical forms and think that there are actual people within those physical forms, and then generate thoughts to think that they are not as gorgeous as me?
你看哦，今天别人不美是不是你当下的念头？
To feel that other people are not beautiful, isn't that your present thought?
那今天我最美，是不是又产生一个新的念头？
And I'm the most beautiful one today. Isn't that yet another thought?
那旧的念头在，刚才就说别人不美，那个念头还在不在？
The prior thought, other people are not beautiful, does it still exist?
不在了嘛，可是你觉得，如果它不在的话，那我今天怎么会最美？你只是动了一个我今天最美的念头而已嘛。
So if the prior thought is indeed gone, it's gone already. So if the object of your comparison doesn't even exist, then how can you possibly say I'm the most beautiful one today? How is that possible? It's merely you have given rise to a thought that says I am most beautiful today.
所以他这我们曾经有播一个跟自己下棋，有没有？有个老人他在公园上，他一个人而已，一盘棋，对不对？他自己先下一步。接下来他走到另外一个地方，再下一步，再回来，再来下一步，对不对？他走回来，照理讲应该刚才那个人就不见了，对不对？可他就故意把他画成那个人还在，有没有？结果那个人是谁？是你留下来的影像嘛？
I don't know if you have ever seen this. There's a Pixar short where it's one old man playing chess with himself. So it's him playing, making a move on one side and then walking to the other end to make another move. So he pretended he's playing with an actual opponent. And at the end of the picture, toward the end of it, instead of showing one person walking back and forth, they actually show an image of another person. So that's what we are doing.
所以我们在跟你自己吵架的时候，是不是你会假扮是对方，有没有？他这样讲怎么对？那我怎么讲，有没有？是谁跟谁吵架？跟自己吵架，跟已经消失的前任吵架。
So when you're fighting with someone, it's the person me that's fighting with another person. That person is an object of your mental phenomenon. You're only fighting with yourself.
所以四环、六环，肯定你就是要自己什么？ 自己去建立说前念还在，前念是别人，就没有人，你认为有人消失，你认为他还在。
So the fact that we're operating in the six mundane realm, it means that that's what we have established. We treat the prior thought as a self, as there's an actual person.
所以说，假设你要就是那个刚才那全部都是有漏的，无漏的话，这个都要看清楚。第二个是什么？我们叫做说要禅修，要什么？心要拉回来，不去碰触任何现象。
So those in the six realms are six mundane realms are with outflow. To be able to operate without outflow, that's the six sagely realm, the four sagely realms. And to able to operate that way, we have to practice meditation, practice chan, where you rein in your mind, where your mind does not come in, does not grasp onto phenomenons.
那你一念可以有六环，也可以四圣，那它的分界点就是你起念头以后，你会觉得念头那个念头还在，那就跟已经消失的前念在互动，接下来就产生合意不合意，合意不合意就可能什么恶鬼，然后什么地狱或是人，基本上它的关键点就是什么，你会认为前一念还没有消失，还有前一念是人，不是我的想法，我的记忆。
So every single thought contains ten Dharma realms. It can be any of the ten Dharma realms. And to be operating in the mundane realms, the prerequisite is that first you give rise to a thought, and you make the mistake of thinking the prior thought still exists.Furthermore, you make the mistake of thinking the existing prior thought is an actual person. And then you interact with it, thinking that this prior thought is likable or unlikable. And from that point on, then you are in the different realms of hell or animals.
那如果说你知道你这一念出现以后，下一念出现是前一念变成现前这一念，然后前念已经消失了，一个是观念上的懂，一个是看到它真的是就只有现前这一念。你如果这样子的话，慢慢的你就会走向什么四圣。
So to change that, you have to first be able to understand conceptually that the prior thought has already disappeared, and the latter thought has arisen. So first, there needs to be a conceptual understanding, and then you need to be able to truly see and experience that. And by doing so, practicing that way, gradually you will be able to move toward the realms of the four sagely realms.
那通常我们如果结合观行又结合禅修，就是什么？我们就把心收回来，收到一个什么？呼吸啊，或是念佛，先让心安定下来。接下来一个关键的就是什么？反问，那才能够就是什么？我们叫做没有对象的，没有对象的接触，或者没有对象的知道。
So in order to make progress, we need to rely on the practice of meditation, of chan. And usually the methods that's being used is to first focus, settle your mind on breathing or settle your mind on a thought. The purpose of that is to first stabilize and settle your mind. And then gradually you move on to asking yourself, returning and asking yourself, investigating a huatou, and gradually, you'll be move on to being able to know without coming to contact or grasping onto phenomenon.
那这个就是刚开始可能也是禅修可以做，那平常的话你就可以提醒说是，那到底我这个念头是我的念头还是某某人，你就用，只要你听懂了你就问他是那个人还是我心中的浮出一个影像。
So this can be practiced both in meditation and also in the everyday setting. In everyday setting, we can watch our thoughts and ask ourselves, is that a thought or is that a real person?
那假如这个观念慢慢的已经变成一个慢慢的，就像小孩子，你刚开始给他两颗糖果啊，跟200块美金了、啊，给他选，他是选什么？选糖果嘛。那我们是一直被教育啊，哇，这个钱可以买什么买什么，现在就变成我们开口开眼见眼都是什么，都是钱钱钱，有没有？你是被训练的啊。
So we can practice that way, just like little children. Little children, if you give them either two candy or $200, for kids, they will usually first choose the candy. But for people as we're growing up, we've been taught over and over again the power of money, that you, with this $200 you can buy XYZ. So we've been trained to value money gradually more so than candy. So it's a training.
我要小朋友要多久他才花这些钱比糖果还什么还值得挑选啊？要多久啊
？For kids, I don't know how long does it take for a kid to know that money is worth more than candy, that they will choose money over the candy.
我想至少这个一岁的话，你怎么解释他都没办法理解的，对不对
？I think for one-year-old, no matter how much you try to explain it, they still won't get it.
因为听不懂嘛，对不对？
Because they don't understand the abstract concept of money.
So 我们这也是一样，你听不懂的话，我怎么跟你解释那个是什么？那个不是人，那没办法的。你一定会选择糖果的。
So same thing over here. If you don't understand what I'm saying, how can I try to make you understand it? It's your thought. It's not a real person. No matter how much I keep trying to say it, you still will choose the candy.
啊，所以当你这些观念已经有了以后，接下来就是什么？你就去实践啊。
So once you have these principles firmly established, then you have to try to practice.
那要实践以后，到最后你就发觉，哪里有敌人，哪里有什么亲人，没有啊，全部都是你自己啊。
So after you are actually able to practice for a long time, then you will see that there's no sense of talking about enemies or families. You know, they're all just your mind.
如果你以后这样的话，你就知道全部都是在做梦啊。
And then you'll see that it's all just a dream.
那看谁知道在做梦啊。
And the only difference is who knows, who is it that knows that he's dreaming, and who is it that's still dreaming without knowing?
就是你知道那是梦，你可以从梦觉醒。那再看一看，你就发觉那些人还在做梦。
So if you're able to know that it's a dream, and then you wake up from the dream, and then you can look around and see, oh, all those people around me are still dreaming.
他是这样子的哈，你会发觉，就是每个人基本上都是全部都是什么，都处在一种圆满的状态，但是就是有一个人，他就可以一直做梦。
And then you'll see that everyone is actually in a state of of perfection, complete perfection, except that people still remain in the dream.
其实那个我有一个人，那个不是人，是有一个空性哈，一直在产生做梦的现象。
So when you are saying there's one person that's still dreaming, it's not actually a person. It's merely a empty nature that still keep giving rise to the functions of dreaming.
就是说他活出来，他觉得那个还在，他活着那个还在，可是他觉得那个还在。请问你觉得有一个人一直讲说，哎呀，这个是真的，这个是真的，请问是那个人还是你感知的现象？
But if you see this person, this person still keeps saying that still exists, that thought exists, that phenomenon exists. If that person keeps saying thatIs that person a real person or is that person one of your mental phenomenon?
我再讲一遍啊，你们注意听哈。
Let me say it again.
譬如你看到，我们现在用世间法来讲啊，你看到一个人这样就一直在讲说啊，他很糟糕，他很糟糕。请问你是看到你的想法还是看到一个人？
Let's try this again. If you see a person that keeps saying that, oh, X person is so lousy, person Y is so bad, are you seeing the actual person or are you seeing your own mental phenomenon?
你是看到那个人在做梦，还是你看到你心中有个现象在这样的互动？
So do you see a person that's actually dreaming, an actual person that's dreaming, or do you see that in your mind there's a phenomenon that's portraying there, or there's a person that's dreaming?
如果你觉得那个人在做梦，你大概你也在做梦。
If you feel that there's an actual person that's dreaming, then you are still dreaming.
有没有听懂？
Are you following?
听不懂，下次再来。
If you're not following, then come again next time.
就是很那个啊，你看到这个人在什么？比如说，你看到有个神经病哈，那我曾经看到有个神经病哈，他是对着天空在抓鱼哈，我们明明看到。在眼前根本就没有鱼，可是他一直在抓鱼，对不对？请问，那我们就觉得这个人是神经病，对不对？请问，你是看到一个现象，还是看到一个人神经病
？So if you see a person, a mentally disturbed person that's trying to in the mid air trying to catch some fish in the mid air, are you thinking to yourself, oh, that person is mentally disturbed?Or are you just merely seeing a phenomenon that's in your mind? Which one is it?
如果你认为他神经病，你也神经病。
If you feel that, if you see that there is a mentally disturbed person, then in fact you are also mentally disturbed.
因为他面前根本就没有一颗鱼，对不对？你面前根本就没有一个人，是你的什么？你所见到的像嘛？所以你没有好他多少啊？
So for that person, there's no real fish in the air, right? But for you, there's actually no real person in front of you either. You are not much better than that person who's trying to catch fish.
So 我碰到一个精神科医生说，其实我们都是不同程度的精神病人。
So I've actually met a psychiatrist who told me that we are all, to a varying degree, suffering from mental illness.
天下只有一个人没有神经病，那是佛。
There's only one person in this world in history who's not psychotic. That is the Buddha.
所以以后你有神经病哦，你要看佛，你不要去看那些精神科医生哦。
So in the future, if you're having some psychological issues, go seek help from the Buddha.
按照这个标准，精神科医生有没有神经病？
So based on this logic, how about the psychiatrist or psychologist? Are they also suffer from some forms of mental illness?
所以我听说精神科医生哈，他们可能他们的那个什么，听说自杀率还是什么，可能比一般人还高啊。
So I've actually heard statistics where psychologists and psychiatrists, sometimes they actually, there's a higher rate of suicide comparing to the general public.
所以有一次师父就调侃那些精神科医生哦，他对着大概一两千位的精神科医生讲说，你们是病人的精神科医生，我是精神科医生的精神科医生。
So 师父 once when he was giving talk to 1,000 or 2,000, people who work in the mental health field, he said, you guys are doctors for those who are mentally disturbed, and I am the doctor for the psychiatrists and psychologists.
好，希望今天应该会有帮助嘛，这个是很实际的嘛，对不对？讲太深的话，你跟你的生命拉不上关系啊，不然我准备一堆呢，就没有讲。
So, I hope that you're following what I'm saying, and with today's talk, it should be something that's very applicable to your everyday life, that you can use it in your everyday life instead of something that's abstract or too theoretical. I actually have prepared a lot, but I decided to focus on the things that you can actually use.
这个基本功还是要练几年才行啊。
So these are the fundamental skills, and it still requires quite a few years to hone.
好，那你还没有练好的话，下次再来，下次还有一次哈。
If you
下次一次就没有了哈。
If you feel that you still need to practice more, then come again next time. There's still one more talk, and after that, there's no more.
好，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。